Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of N Consulting, and I will be your host for this episode of The Daily Complaint. So again, folks, welcome to The Daily Complaint. It is Monday, July 13th, 2015. Believe it or not, we are almost halfway through July, so there is no better time than right now, since we are already halfway through the year, to keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind and to understand about your consumer rights and how to assert them. We've got a doozy of a complaint today, so I want to welcome those of you who are listening for the first time. I want to also welcome those of you who are listening for the second, third, fourth time, maybe 10th time. It's so important, folks, for you to understand your consumer rights because it will, without question, help you in asserting your rights down the road and in helping you achieve what your goals are, your objective is, to right the wrongs that have occurred on your account, to help you in every way possible. So we've got a big complaint today. It's about Celine Finance. But before we get into that, we've got a little bit of housekeeping to do. So without further ado, I want to reintroduce myself again. My name is Dana Schaffman, the managing member, just a fancy way of saying I own N Consulting. N Consulting brings to you the Daily Complaint every weekday. That's today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We air live. That's right, folks. We air live. We're on the air live right now. 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. West Coast, California Pacific Time. We air for 30 minutes, as I said, 8:30 to 9 a.m. on the West Coast. That happens to also be live on the East Coast simultaneously, hence the nature of a live show. We air live on the East Coast at 11:30 a.m. to noon. Again, that's 30 minutes. And whether you're on the West Coast or on the East Coast, or anywhere in between, not only do we air live, folks, but we also archive every single show that we've ever done on our webpage or our show page, thedailycomplaint.com. So that's right, we've made it that easy for you folks. You can listen to us live by contacting us at thedailycomplaint.com, or you can listen to us anytime by contacting us at thedailycomplaint.com. So there's no reason for you not to know your rights and assert your rights, folks. In fact, you can access our show 24/7 at your leisure or leisure by simply visiting us at thedailycomplaint.com. I promise you it's that easy. I promise you you're going to learn something today, probably in the first 10 minutes of the show. If you're tired of my voice already, you can cut out early if you'd like to. But I promise you, you're going to gain some knowledge either way, and it's up to you as to what you do with it. So, again, today we're going to talk about Celine Finance, but the advice that we give folks generally translates or transfers or however you want to say it into your situation with any mortgage servicer or mortgage lender, to include the big boys, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, City Mortgage, JP Morgan Chase, HSBC, so on and so forth, and also includes the smaller yet generally more difficult servicers like Celine Finance, NationStar Mortgage, Ocwen Loan Services, Select Portfolio Services, Specialized Loan Servicing, that's SPS and SLS, Caliber Home Loans, we've dealt a lot with, Bayview, I mean, you name it, Green Tree gets a lot of complaints. So again, folks, I think the most important thing to convey today is that you have rights, but you have to understand what they are and how to assert them. So for example, today we're going to look at the FTC or the Federal Trade Commission's website. They have a complaint portal in which for you to submit a complaint. We're also going to look at the CFPB or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's website. They also have a wealth of information easily accessed, and they also have a complaint portal. So reality is you can utilize these federal agencies, these regulatory agencies, to send your complaints to them, but it doesn't stop there. You can utilize your local government. You can send letters to the Congress people, the senators, the attorney generals, the departments of financial services or financial institutions. You can send information to your governor, your mayor. You can go to other key people in Congress like Elizabeth Warren, who actually was key in setting up the CFPB or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So, again, we're going to explain today what the FTC or the Federal Trade Commission is. By the way, their website is ftc.gov. Like I said, I'm already giving you information. We're only 6.5 minutes in. That this will be good information for you for the rest of your life. Because these agencies, at least the FTC isn't going anywhere. And I'm pretty sure the FDCPA, or the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, is not going anywhere. At this point, it doesn't look like the CFPB or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is going anywhere, considering many of the regulatory agencies, their complaints actually dump into the CFPB. Their website, by the way, is consumerfinance.gov. So today we're going to actually look at the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act on the FTC's website. Like I told you before, it's ftc.gov. And we're going to look at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's website. Their website is consumerfinance.gov. But don't worry, you don't have to even write it down if you're listening in your car, or you're listening somewhere where you don't have a pen and paper. If you just visit us at thedailycomplaint.com, and click on our Twitter or Facebook links, we're actually going to post up the information that we're talking about on our social media pages, as we always do. So you can always coordinate the complaint that you listened to and the resources that we provided that correspond to that complaint. Okay? If you have any questions, you can contact us in about 15 different ways by simply visiting thedailycomplaint.com. That's our show page. It's under our show umbrella, The Debt Show. You can contact us at thedailycomplaint.com without ever leaving there. My personal signature is at the bottom of every single show. So you can contact me personally. Again, my name is Dana Schaffman. Like I said, I'm the managing member of N Consulting. Both our office number and my email is at the bottom of every show. And then last but not least, you can contact us through social media or through our website, all of which are linked to thedailycomplaint.com. So that's why I said if you can get to thedailycomplaint.com, you can get to us. So if you've got any additional information that you'd like to convey to us, if you'd like to ask us where to find the information you're seeking because for some reason you can't find it, if you'd like to submit a complaint for us to review on the air live, you don't have to be present. You don't have to be present, excuse me. You don't even have to allow us to use your name or anything. We'll just tell them it's anonymous. So, but the point I'm trying to make, folks, is the reason why we do the daily complaint is to provide a pathway for success. Remove those dark clouds of it's never going to get better and replace them with hope and optimism and options and a pathway for success, so that you actually can solve the problems that you're having, whether they're because of a hardship or not. You know, in many cases, people are being abused with escrow fraud, and they're paying on time. So it doesn't mean that you have to be delinquent to have an issue. It just means that your rights have to have been violated. okay, or you feel that they've been violated and you want to get a better understanding as to what your consumer rights are, that's what we do here on the Daily Complaint, folks. We're not reinventing any wheels. We're not making up any new laws, or we're not suing anybody. In full disclosure, I'm not an attorney. I'm not interested in being an attorney. I'm a master in business administration. I'm a strategic business consultant. End Consulting is a strategic business consulting firm. And we seek out outside-the-box ways to solve problems. Whether you're a business or a consumer, that's why we do the Daily Complaint, is because we realize complaining to Celine Finance is not going to get you any further down the path that you're seeking. Generally, it's going to create more frustration. So you've got to go outside the box and figure out where you can get the help, whether it's through the FTC, whether it's through the CFPB, whether it's through hiring a firm like ours, and we fight on your behalf with all of these entities. So reality is that you can do this on your own. You don't need to hire anybody. But many of you are busy, or you just don't have the time or inclination to do it. So if you're going to hire someone, you still need to know your consumer rights, at least the basics. Because you want to make sure whomever it is that you're working with or who's working for you understands that. What are your consumer rights? Where can you go to assert them, okay? I mean, sometimes it's not just challenging, you know, the validity of the debt, even though we do that step as well, where we ask for them to prove that they have the right to collect the debt. Many times it's not that issue. That might slow the foreclosure or stay the foreclosure for a while, but reality is that you have to find good, solid solutions. And the only way to do that is understanding your consumer rights and where you go to assert them. Okay, so let's talk about, before we go, you've heard me today talk about knowing your rights and asserting your rights. That's our heartbeat. It's our motto. It's how we live and breathe here at the Daily Complaint and at End Consulting. Okay? You've got to know your rights in order to assert them, but you've also got to have a game plan in which to attack whatever it is that you're attacking. Ours is three steps. It borrows from our heartbeat, our lifeline, our bloodline, which is know your rights and assert your rights. We stick a middle step in there. So your step one is always going to be education. You've got to understand what's been violated. Step two is going to be investigation. Put on that Sherlock Holmes hat, folks, and investigate your mortgage. Okay? Step three is going to be action. Once you have the knowledge, because we all know that knowledge is power, and you have the hard documentation to prove that what happened happened, now on the back end, you're going to go and take action with the FTC, the CFPB, your Attorney General of your state, the Department of Financial Services. We often go to the FHFA, Federal Housing Finance Agency, the OCC, Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. You've got to figure out where to go, or maybe you go to all of them. And that in and of itself helps to get the solution you're seeking. But reality is you've got to take action. And in order to take action, you've got to know your rights. So, without further ado, today, like I said, our complaint is about Celine Finance. It comes to us from, it looks like a woman who has, her title is Darith, D-E-R-R-I-T-H. So we're just going to call her Darith. I don't know if that's a made-up name, but it's not important to us. She's just the complaining party. Now, interestingly, this complaint comes to us from March 2015, actually March 13th. So April, May, June, July, 4 months old to the day. However, there have been posts behind her, April, May, June, all stating that they've had the same experiences. Okay? So let's talk about her complaint, and then we're going to look at some of the other complaints, and then we're going to look at the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and the CFPB and figure out what has been violated and what she can do about it, okay? So, like I said, Darith posted this complaint in March. It states, Bank of America sold our mortgage to Celine in September of 2014. Just so you know, we actually just completed a loan modification. Well, actually, we completed a repayment plan with Celine Finance on behalf of a client whose repayment plan was canceled for no reason. Okay. And we filed complaints probably with a half a dozen different entities to include the Department of Financial Institutions or Services in the state where the consumer or our client was located. And through those regulatory efforts, believe it or not, they got a better deal on a better repayment plan, and they had about $150,000 to $200,000 worth of equity in their home. So we've had experiences that are similar, if not equal to, these types of issues. Okay. So Dareth again states, Bank of America sold our mortgage to Celine Finance, or Celine, in September 2014. Okay, so less than a year ago. This was around the same time I was transitioning from a government job that had laid off hundreds of people into another job. I called Celine in November of 2014 before my payment was due, just to ask what the grace period was, because I knew I would be a few days late due to my new job having a delay on my first check. Seems like a reasonable question, in which case they could present a reasonable answer, okay? I did not say I could not make my payment, Dara states, and I have never been late before, or never had I not been able to pay. The representative told me that as a service to their customers, they had a repayment plan that I could do. Well, there's your first red flag. Being late doesn't warrant a repayment plan, unless you're going to be like 90 days late. And then you're talking about a different type of situation. A couple days late shouldn't warrant a payment plan. And remember that, okay? Because there are actually laws in place under the CFPB that state that a mortgage servicer cannot choose solutions that are most favorable to the mortgage servicer when dealing with situations like this, okay? So there's also, we're going to look at under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, we're going to look at unfair, deceptive, abusive acts and or practices of a mortgage servicer or lender, which this kind of falls under as well, just in the fact that they're recommending a repayment plan when she's only going to be a minute late, okay? So Dareth goes on to state, she said I could skip November's payment to help me get ahead, and the payment would be divided into three installments added to the next three normal monthly payments. Okay, that sounds interesting. I don't know why she would have to do that, but okay. She offered this service to me. I did not ask for any assistance. Okay, so again, it raises a red flag automatically when someone's not giving you the information they're asking, yet they're steering you to something that is not going to be favorable to you. Okay, on the final month of my repayment, they pulled my final payment, then they pulled $2,300 extra out of my account, for which I am not sure why. Well, let's stop there. Okay, first of all, they are not allowed to take more money than is owed. Okay, we're going to look at that under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and that's just a general rule of thumb. You have a contract as a mortgage. You know, it's either a mortgage, a deed of trust, a note that accompanies it. Whatever it is, you have a contract that states you're going to pay X number of dollars per month, and that's what they're allowed to take, okay? The only thing that should vary is if they take escrow or if your payment is an adjustable rate mortgage, or your rate, I should say, or your mortgage is an adjustable rate mortgage, in which case, yes, it's going to vary, okay? So there's another red flag. So Dareth called Celine, and they were adamant that they did not even take it, though the bank verified they did, okay? That's a problem. They would not give me back the money. That's a problem. My bank gave it back to me, and they filed it, or a complaint, with Celine to get their money back. 2 days later, my bank informed me Celine was trying to take another $1,150 out of my account. I mean, that to me, that's abusive and illegal. Again, they can't take more than is owed. I don't understand why that's even occurring, and I bet she didn't either. Okay, I had to pay my bank to stop them from being able to take anything out of my account ever again. That should not happen. These things should not happen. If they do happen, they should be reported immediately to the authorities. And I'm talking about your attorney general, the CFPB, the FTC, anybody and everybody. I mean, for all intents and purposes, you could report them to the police department or the FBI. They have a task force on mortgage fraud. Call your local FBI office and see if they can investigate. Again, you have an agreement. I don't care if it transfers 18 times to ABC or Acme Mortgage Servicing. They can't take more than your agreement states, period. Okay, so you've got to understand that, that there's no gray area in that. Okay, when I called Celine Dara States to ask why they were trying to take all the money from me, the individual I spoke to was extremely rude and huffed in aggravation. And even mumbled, bitch, she states at one point. Well, that is not allowed, period, under the FDCPA, and shouldn't be allowed, period, from a mortgage servicer under any mortgage servicing rules, period. This is not acceptable. But remember, you have a lot of debt collectors collecting money, but let me explain something to you as well. Debt collectors fall under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and we're going to see that in a second, okay? I had to pay my bank to, by this point, I had had enough of Celine and went to my bank to refinance. Upon doing this, we found out that Celine had been reporting us to the credit bureau as delinquent for November's payment. Time out, okay? If she called before the payment was due, and they told her to work out a repayment plan, she should never have been delinquent if they offered that to her. And if they did offer that to her, they should have explained to her if they were going to report that erroneously. Okay? By the way, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau also covers credit reporting, and you can also contact your credit reporting agencies, Transperian, Equifax, and whoever else, Experian, TransUnion, that's what it is, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, and you can report that and have that removed from your credit, okay? So, she goes on to state, they reported us every month after. This destroyed both our credit, and since we had been reported, we were unable to refinance. That is as abusive and illegal as all get up. Again, I'm not an attorney. I'm not interested in giving you legal advice. But I'm telling you, under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and the laws that set forth that are in place to protect you, that's not acceptable. It's not lawful for them to do that, period. Okay? Unfortunately, they had the right to report us because technically we had not paid November. No, they didn't. I don't believe that they did. Like I said, I'm not an attorney. I can't tell you whether or not I think each case is individual. But if they told you to skip a payment and work that out, they should never have reported you if you had the ability to pay and were just asking for a grace period. That's something that I would fight. I'd fight it through the FTC. I'd fight it through the CFPB. I'd fight it with all your creditors, or your credit reporting agencies. I'd fight that. I don't believe that they had the right to do so. If they did, they had to disclose that they were going to do that. And that was part of the repayment plan. Okay? So, she goes on to state, I felt that they should have informed us this would happen if we did this repayment plan because I never would have agreed to it, especially since I didn't really need to. Okay? It was described to me as a friendly service given to their customers once a year. Also, this repayment plan was never done in writing. That's a red flag right there. If they're going to do any sort of plan, folks, you need to get it in writing. I'm just going to tell you that ahead of time. Don't accept anything unless it's in writing, because It doesn't mean anything unless it's in writing, okay? And honestly, don't accept a repayment plan if you don't have to. Just pay it late and pay the $35 or whatever the fee is. And as they can't report you until you're 30 days late. So again, understand what your rights are moving forward and presently, okay? So she goes on to state, I don't know if I had gotten it in writing, it would have disclosed this information, but I was never told I would receive paperwork about this agreement, nor did I receive anything. I feel that they deceived us, and this is not how you do business. Celine does not care about their customers. We are just objects. They want our property. They will get what is coming to them. You cannot continue to do business like this and not bring attention to yourselves. Reading everyone else's experience, it's clear to me that this has to end. Okay, well, this goes on and on and on. So, like I said, there's multiple complaints. There are multiple complaints behind them, okay? So we're at FTC.gov in the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act section, and it states, congressional findings and declarations of purpose for this. There is abundant evidence of the use of abusive, deceptive, and unfair debt collection practices by many debt collectors. Abusive debt collection practices contribute to the number of personal bankruptcies, to marital instability, to loss of jobs, and to invasions of individual privacy. Existing laws and procedures for redressing these injuries are inadequate to protect consumers. Okay? So it goes on and on, and it states all the definitions, what so on and so forth. Okay? It goes on to state communication in connection with debt collection, what they can do, how they can do it, communicating it with third parties, so on and so forth. There's a section on harassment or abuse. A debt collector may not engage in any conduct that the natural consequence of which is to harass, oppress, or abuse any person in connection with the collection of a debt. Without limiting the general application of the foregoing, the following conduct is a violation of this section. The use of obscene or profane language or language the natural consequence which is to abuse the hearer or reader, okay? The use of the word bitch, to me, falls into this category, okay? Next category, false or misleading representations. A debt collector may not use false, deceptive, or misleading representation or means in connection with the collection of any debt. Without limiting the general application of the foregoing, the following conduct is a violation. The false representation or implication that the debt collector is vouched for or bonded, the false representation of many different things, so on and so forth. The use of any false representation or deceptive means to collect or attempt to collect the debt, failure to disclose in the initial written communication with the consumer, in addition, if the initial communication with the consumer is oral, in the initial oral communication that the debt collector is attempting to collect a debt and that any information obtained will be used for that purpose, so on and so forth. There's a section on unfair practices. Debt collector may not use unfair or unconscionable means to collect or attempt to collect any debt. Without limiting the general application of the foregoing, the following conduct is a violation of this section. Collect of any amount, unless such amount is expressly authorized by the agreement creating the debt or permitted by law. Ding, ding on the extra money trying to be pulled. Okay? It goes on to explain validation of debts. Within 5 days, the debt, you know, they have the right, you have the right to validate debt. And it just goes on and explains more about what a debt collector can and can't do. Okay? If we move over to the CFPB, there are strong protections for those that are facing foreclosure or are struggling. Okay, notification of foreclosure alternatives, direct and ongoing access. One of them, by the way, states that servicers can no longer steer borrowers into options that are most financially favorable for the servicer. Okay, so again, there are a wealth of options and information that is available to you folks, but it's about knowing your rights and understanding your rights, okay? So real quick, I know that we've used a lot of this time, to discuss the laws and the rights and whatnot. So let's turn back to Daris and solve her problems, okay? Well, it seems like she's solved a little bit of them because it seems like at this point she should be current. But that doesn't mean that she still can't complain about what happened and what's occurred. So, in my opinion, what she should do is submit the complaints, okay? She should submit them to the FTC. She should submit them to the CFPB. She should submit them to the Department of Financial Services or institutions. She should submit them to her Attorney General of her state, okay? In addition to that, she should also submit the complaint to all three of the credit reporting agencies to, in an attempt to clear the delinquency off of her credit, so therefore she opens up a pathway to refinance her mortgage. Okay, so if I were her, that's what I would recommend. That's what I would do. I would recommend to all of you visiting the FTC at FTC.gov, the Federal Trade Commission. They're the nation's consumer protection agency. I would understand what the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act is. I would also understand what the CFPB does and visit them at consumerfinance.gov. And like I said, both of those, the FTC at FTC.gov and the CFPB at consumerfinance.gov, they both have complaint portals in which for you to submit the complaint. Your attorney general, you can actually call up and get information as to how to submit the complaint, but many times they have a form or something else that you can do so there as well. So again, folks, there's no reason for you not to assert your rights, even if you're on the other side of it, because you should still have an opportunity, at least in Daris's case, to clear her credit. Okay, and that way she can get out and away from Celine Finance, because chances are, if they've done something deceptive to you in the past, they're probably going to do something deceptive to you in the future, okay, or to somebody else. So maybe not only does it benefit you in a retroactive way, but maybe it benefits somebody in the future of not having that done to them again. So, folks, visit us at the Daily Complaint. If you have any questions,